Well, how to put this one into context? Rather tough. A galvanizing win in the home opener. Not exactly. Home plate umpire Ron Culpa blew the call, and the Mets gladly take the walk-off hit-by-pitch win in their home opener at Citi Field. Just another normal, average day at the ballpark for the New York Mets, who always seem to do something a little bit different to get the job done. Michael Conforto, did he lean in? Absolutely. Got hit in the elbow pad and took first base. Base is loaded. Should have been called out because the pitch was right down the middle. Nonetheless, the Mets will take the gift win, move to 2-2 on the year, and you take a look at what is good and what is bad right now. Three games in Philadelphia, one against the Marlins, two more to come this weekend, then the Phillies come back in to complete the homestand. Mets have gotten good starting pitching. Jacob deGrom, Marcus Stroman, yesterday Taijuan Walker, very solid. He did give up a couple of runs in the sixth inning, but Walker, who has not pitched much over the last couple of seasons, actually the last 3 years, when you combine what he has started, the games he started in the last 3 years, comes out to 15. He had 11 last year, five with Seattle, then six with Toronto after the trade. But prior to that, in 2018 and 2019, he had only had four starts total because of Tommy John surgery. So Walker, very effective yesterday. And as mentioned, five scoreless innings. He actually, through the first four, faced the minimum and then ran into trouble in the sixth inning, gave up a couple of runs, and that's the way it stood, 2-1 until Jeff McNeil, birthday boy, tied it in the ninth inning. Is that good news? Well, usually when Max starts hitting, things get a little bit better and he'll go on a hot streak. He started out 0-10 and had a terrible spring as well. Did hit some balls hard in Philadelphia, but he went deep on a pitch that he should have driven deep into the seats in right field, the upper deck. That tied the game at two and allowed Conforto to do his magic and the Mets to escape with the 3-2 win over the Marlins. But McNeil certainly isn't on his game right now. Neither is Michael Conforto. Conforto had a miserable game in the last one in Philadelphia. He stranded nine batters all told. Mets were just awful with runners in scoring position in that game, and they were once again awful with runners in scoring position in yesterday's game. They were 0-6 all told yesterday. And had a miserable time the game before in Philadelphia. But Conforto is not on his game right now. He stranded a couple of more runners, although he gets the game-winning RBI with the hit-by-pitch. But you don't worry that much about Conforto or McNeil, for that matter. Either guy, I never worry about if they do go into slumps. But both of them, cold at the beginning of the year, certainly leave some holes in what's become a better and a deeper Mets lineup. Other things that are good, Brandon Nimmo. Well, Nimmo is doing what he usually does, and that's get on base. He has reached in 11 of 19 plate appearances thus far. A lot of walks, as you would expect, but Nimmo yesterday with a three-hit game, so he was on top of his game from the top of the lineup. His on-base percentage, .579 to start out the season, so Nimmo's getting the job done. Dom Smith looks okay as well. Already has a home run this year and had a sac fly in the fifth inning to get the first Mets run in, but there again is somewhat of a problem for the Mets. They should have had a big inning in the fifth inning, didn't. They left the bases loaded there. The sac fly did get in one run, but they should have had a big inning and should have broken the game open at that point, and the Marlins came back, took a 2-1 lead, but eventually, as mentioned, the Mets get the win. The bullpen, well, bullpen was better yesterday, and you're going to see, I think, a steady diet of probably Miguel Castro in the seventh, Trevor May in the eighth, and Edwin Diaz, who made his first appearance of the year in the ninth inning. Diaz looked great in spring training. He has his confidence back. I think he's going to be fine. Yesterday, did a good job in the ninth inning. Castro is one of those guys who I call him a dark horse. He's really not a dark horse because he has great stuff. He just hasn't put it together. The walks have hurt him in the past, but he's cut down on that, and I think he's going to be a big fixture in the bullpen. And May is a guy that's going to give up the home run occasionally, but he was much better yesterday, and they had a 7-8-9 where they shut the Marlins down after that two-run sixth inning, and that allowed the Mets to get the win. So, again, you'll see a steady diet of Castro and May and Diaz in those late-inning situations. You won't see Dylan Betances because Betances now on the disabled list, or the injured list, I should say, with a shoulder impingement, and I'm not sure about the future of Dylan Betances. He's not the same pitcher he was before. He's a shell of his former self. He doesn't have the velocity. He always had that 97, 98 mile an hour fastball and then the nasty breaking ball to go with it. Well, he's been trying to work on that breaking ball and refine that, and I think he's got it to a pretty good place. The problem is the velocity just isn't there, so people aren't afraid of, you know, sitting back on that hook and, you know, having a 97 or 98 mile an hour fastball blow by him. So that's a problem for Betances. I don't know if he'll ever get the old velocity back, whether he's going to be a different kind of pitcher. The Mets haven't given up on him, but at the same time, if he can't correct those problems, you can also see the Mets kind of eating that salary eventually. He's signed for $6 million for the year, but if he's taking up a spot in the bullpen, that's probably not going to cut it because the bullpen hasn't exactly set the world on fire thus far. Trevor Hildenberger was the guy who was called up. And Jeremy Hefner, the pitching coach, very familiar with Hildenberger. He had him in Minnesota. Had some good years there as well, but he struggled of late. But he was pretty good during the spring, so they called him up to give him a chance in the bullpen. And we'll see how that works out. What do the Mets have in store? Well, they have Jacob deGrom coming on Saturday. That's always good news. He'll face the Marlins, get right back on the hill, maybe get his first win of the year. He deserved a win in his first start, didn't get it, but where have we seen that before? It's amazing. 31 times deGrom has left the game with a lead, and the Mets bullpen has blown that lead for him. It's amazing to think about that, the number of wins that deGrom could have. Listen, if he wins another Cy Young, which I think he will at some point in time, he'll probably be a Hall of Fame pitcher. I think he will be a Hall of Fame pitcher. But it's amazing the lack of wins that he has for the way he has pitched. It is kind of astounding, but we'll see if he can get a win on Saturday, and maybe the Mets can sweep this series as they head into Philadelphia. But problems, yes, there are some. Francisco Lindor has certainly not taken off, hitting .214 thus far this season. Lindor will be better, I think. Pete Alonso has been okay. And they have some injuries as well. J.D. Davis sidelined for a while. That's unfortunate because J.D. was, I think, starting to turn the corner a little bit defensively and offensively as well, too. But the Mets get a win, if you want to call it that. Listen, it's a gift win. It was gift wrapped for them. Ron Culpa admitted his mistake. Michael Conforto will take it. So will the Mets. They are 3-2. And we'll be back after the Marlins series with another Met podcast for you. I'm Ed Coleman.